Welcome to That Wedding Videographer podcast. I'm Danny.
I'm Jace. Welcome at last. We have been speaking about this podcast for a very long time, interrupting your social feeds with a bunch of little teasers and stuff, pretending like we all had it figured out when actually we are not.
Yeah, we didn't really have it figured out at that point.
We're busy. We're busy people. We've got busy lives. And running a podcast is clearly something new to us.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've not done it before. Have you done it before?
Well, I mean, not podcast.
I mean, we've done enough podcasts to each other in the car. normally when I've got a 3-hour drive to Achnagear and we do many podcasts of talking about what we're actually going to do with the...
Danny will leave at 20 to 7 in the morning. I'll get a phone call. And like an idiot, I actually accept that call, knowing what's about to happen. Why you call me this time, Danny? Oh yeah, you're just on my 3-hour drive back of Garen, and I'm just too polite to go, leave me alone, Danny. It's Saturday morning and I'm off. I don't need to be talking to you. We just want to say thank you for following the page and for hyping us up. And if you've shared us, thank you very much for that too. We'll be expecting much more of you in the future because we can't do this without you. And we're really looking forward to it.
We are. It's been a long time in the making. Like we were talking about there, we have had many a podcast in the car at 7 a.m. Thank you very much, Jason, for keeping me going in the car and making sure that I don't crash. But it's been a long time in the making, and we're really, really excited about the future of the podcast and just getting started, but and building a bit of a community, because that's what this podcast is all about.
Yeah, the community to us is super important. I think starting a podcast like this, where we can just all relate to the problems and the successes that we have running a wedding videography company, it's content that I know that I want to hear. I know it's content that you probably want to hear.
Sure do.
So that's why we're here. But we're going to elaborate a bit on that in this episode and tell you what's coming up in the future of this podcast. But for this week, we thought we'd dive into a little bit about ourselves because we're vain and we just want to talk about ourselves as much. That's why, why else would you start a podcast? So we're just going to take this opportunity, what we've got you, to tell you all about ourselves.
Cool. Who will go first?
I mean, you're way more vain than I am. You listen to this, like, you just call me at 7 in the morning, so I have to listen to your voice for 3 hours. You're great at talking. Talk.
Okay, right, fine.
Do you want me to go
Jesus
first?
Jesus Christ. Just claws out in the first episode. This is going to be fun.
Do you think, what do you a think partnership I'm this more vain?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You mean you've got your face over your Instagram way more than I do.
It's true. I do love myself. So we thought we'd start this episode by telling you a little bit about who you're listening to, Danny and I, and the stories that have led us to this point and where we are in our careers. Because I think we both had very different paths to get to this point today.
Yep.
Everyone gets into videography in different ways. And before you were a wedding videographer, you had a completely different background. So tell us a little bit about what you did before you were a wedding videographer.
So I, prior to being a wedding filmmaker, I had been in the kind of corporate world for about 15 years. So that was a variety of roles. It was mainly like sales, sales management, ops management, bit of marketing in there and stuff like that as well.
Heavily working with people all the time.
Yeah. So it was, you know, because I think especially when you're a manager of people, you need to be able to, because you're dealing with... Don't particularly miss being a manager, to be honest, because it's not the easiest of jobs, because you're not obviously just dealing with your own stuff. You're having to take on everybody else's mental load and their issues and stuff like that as well. So
it's not always good news.
No, it's not. But that you learn a lot from those experiences and how to manage people and how to, you know, get the best out of, you know, people and stuff like that as well. So I don't, you know, over those 15 years, I've learned so much that I've been able to bring into the video space. Mm-hmm. The sales aspect and stuff like that as well, you know, has been massive of just, you know, because I think there's another thing people do not enjoy being sold to, and they can smell when they're being sold to, and it's really off-putting. And I think the key is to kind of like sell without, you know, without it coming across as salesy, which I think a lot of people, as soon as they hear sales, are like, oh, I just need to go, you know, it's like the ABC of selling, always be closing. And it's not really about that. It's just, you know, a lot of it is just listening, asking the right questions, listening to what, you know, the people are saying, and then and then kind of like confirming that you are the right person for them based on what they're asking. And if they're not, also telling them, you know.
Mm-hmm. And on that, please subscribe to our podcast if you haven't done so already. There's guaranteed straight in there. Yeah,
yeah. Always be closing, Jason. Always be closing.
Be subscribed yet?
Too much.
And so it's not an easy transition to go from manager sales into video. They don't necessarily link up. So how on earth did you get into the wedding industry?
So funny thing was, I actually, so this is way back, it's around about kind of like COVID time. And I think we had a really, really bad winter. And at the time I had been dabbling, I had a drone for years and I put the drone up and got some really, really nice shots of the tenement with the snow. And my little Instagram, which was called the Glasgow Snapper at the time, cringe. so bad looking
Glasgow Snapper.
Oh my God. Terrible. And it got picked up by like a local news channel. And it's quite funny because at the time, actually it was during COVID because I remember I had a horrendous haircut at the time. Sorry, Kirsty, but it was not good. I got interviewed on this like local news channel that you couldn't even watch on Sky. You had to have a Freeview box to even get the channel. So I couldn't even watch it. I had to watch it. The person had to send me. It was so bad. But after that, like, because I posted it in like the local kind of Glasgow pages, and my Instagram kind of blew up. I think I got like about 600 or 700 followers within the space of a few days, which obviously even now would be huge. One of the guys that I used to work with at British Gas years ago had started a property development company. He was asking, you know, do you do normal camera work as well? And I was like, yeah, but I mean, I can do. Started doing a little bit for him and other people, and it was like residential kind of walkthrough kind of videos, and it wasn't particularly for me. I didn't have like the zest for it like I do for wedding filmmaking now. Obviously didn't know about wedding filmmaking at the time, but I started experimenting. I'd done a couple of like engagement style shoots with friends, who, Ashley and Liam, thank you very much for doing that. Then got picked, like, one of the local videographers, David from Arrow Productions, kind of messaged me and he was like, you need to come out and do weddings. And I was like, I don't really want to do weddings. Like, at the time, I was like, I don't really think that's for me. How wrong I was. So I went out, second shot for him, and then loved it and done a couple more. Just started kind of, it started from there. And yeah, here we are, you know, circa, what, four years later. Loving every minute of it.
And what's different about you then to you as a videographer now?
Yeah, well, I think the journey that you come on in a short space of time, I think, because that's the thing, you learn something new at every single wedding that you do. Like, I'd still to this day, or you know, you're always learning something new, be that, you know, you do something a little bit differently, like a shot differently, or like, I don't know, like lighting or something happens and you go, right, crap, that can't happen again, so I'm gonna, you know, make sure that doesn't happen. So I think all the mistakes that you make on that journey, which, to be fair, I've never had anything that's went like terribly wrong, because I've always been like extra cautious about certain things, you know, like backing up of footage and stuff like that. I've always made sure that there's like multiple backups. You know, I had multiple cloud backups at one point, which is just not necessary. But yeah, all the mistakes I think that you make over that course of the period just help shape, you know, who you are. And there's so much growth, even in the space of a year, you know, there's so much growth. And when you compound that over 4 years, it's huge.
Yeah, it's actually crazy what can happen in a year. Funny story, and this is completely, this isn't really off topic, but in January, I wrote a little journal about how I was feeling in business at that point.
Because did you?
Just to kind of say what's happening right now. So I, how many bookings I had, what I had, this income, yeah, what I had next year. And I read it this morning and I was like, what difference 4 months is compared to that. So it was on the 6th of January, what it was. And like, my God, like how, I could not have predicted the next 4 months, but that was the changes I made then.
Yeah.
So you're saying obviously over a year, it's amazing what can happen in even half a year. It's a crazy business.
It is.
Thank you, Danny, for speaking.
So let's move on to Jason Hunter Esquire. So, I guess a little bit of background about you. So, pre-weddings, you know, what was Jason Hunter's life like?
Video's kind of always been thereabouts. I mean, even back to the days of Jackass. Like, we're going back then.
Wait, you were on Jackass?
My name is Jason Huttner, and this is the backflip off the slide. That was me. This is me throwing darts into my wall, making my mum raging. It's in Jackass. Like, I was the guy at the camera, and I went out. My mate said, hey, let's do some stunts. There's an air vent over there. Let's put that on my head. Stuff like that. I was really into it, and I made little highlight films for me and my mates, just like arsing about. And I was like, I have no idea what I want to do for a living. But I knew I wasn't very good at school.
Okay.
So I had to get out of that. And we had an open day at school. College was there, and the film, TV and radio was a new course launching in Aberdeen. So that was a good excuse to kind of run away.
So what age are you here?
16.
16? Wow.
Yeah. So 16, I leave school and go to the college, and I'm like finally enjoying learning something, because they're giving us cameras. We're going out, we're doing some filming, and it was a really good experience to do that. But I did a couple jobs up in Aberdeen, but I was just a young idiot that wasn't really ready for responsibility. The opportunities didn't work out because I messed them up. Pretty much. couple lie-ins when I shouldn't have been lying in and stuff. A couple sore hangovers the next day. Yeah. Happens. It happens when younger, and I regret it at the time, but you move on. So I basically dabbled in retail for so long.
Yeah.
But when I moved to Glasgow, my mate who I went to college with was already in a wedding production company.
Right, okay.
And so he got me a couple of second shooter gigs. That was back
2009.
Yeah, so a couple of second shooter gigs. I didn't really know what I was doing at all. I just was given a camera, was told to just keep this camera still.
Yeah.
Messed that up a couple times. Yeah, zooming in, zooming out. They're just, but they were really good. They had the patience with me to teach me what they expected from a second shooter.
Yeah.
And then I did that for them a few times a year throughout the years, like maybe 10 years.
Wow.
And I never really thought about starting my own.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because I didn't want to. I think there was a lot of self-doubt in terms of like the responsibility of going up and being the lead shooter. I just thought very highly of the people who were teaching me, and that what they knew was so much more than what I could possibly do. So I was just focused on my job, and I got a corporate job that I was really lucky to get. And I was really doing well at that. I was a photographer for them. So I had a camera in my hand. That's kind of where I'm at. But I was always really into the YouTube game and wanted some sort of film. And I think after a while, I just kind of got fed up with the dream of the corporate life, because I would only go as far as where I was. There was no way up for me unless I was willing to move and, you know, established in Glasgow here. So I wanted a way that I could work really hard at something and grow at the pace that I wanted to. And the only thing that I knew that wasn't the job I was doing was weddings. I'd done a bunch of them. So I thought, right, I'll start a Facebook page, I'll get a website, and we'll just go at it. We'll just give it a go.
So was that the catalyst then for like, so you were just like, the corporate world, the dream is kind of over. It's not exciting you.
Yeah.
Cause you're a passionate guy.
Yeah.
So like, and you know, not to knock obviously the corporate world, like there's a lot of folk that do really well in it. I think for me certainly it was just I got tired of the rat race.
I was working quite late and doing kind of shit for a long time, and it wasn't necessarily getting rewarded. Maybe that's me being entitled and thinking, expecting to be more, but for a company like that, location wise like, they're an international company, they had no use for me providing more for the company where I was. So if I was willing to move to London, or if I was willing to go abroad, which I was when I was younger, but I was ready before they were ready, essentially.
Right, okay, yeah.
And so I'd realized, no, I want to stay in Glasgow. I can't really go any higher with this company. I want something to chase for. I really want to build something. I was always listening to podcasts about business and things. And I thought, oh, that really excites me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it, but I'm going to figure it out. And so I just did it. Just did it out of, basically I created the business as an escape of the corporate world. I wanted to do it. I wanted to grow the business so that it would be something that I could leave when I'm ready to leave.
Yeah. And what year is this?
That was 2018 that I started, at the end of that. And I had done a wedding for a friend, basically because I had done second tune. A friend of mine asked me to do their wedding. And I used that as an advertisement that I blasted like 500 quid on Facebook to. And from that, I did get a gig 2 weeks later. That was for £150 in someone's back garden. And it was horrific. Like, it was raining. We were in this little tent in their back garden. It wasn't watertight. I got leaked on. And I think I did a good job. But
I've seen that film. You did do a good job.
Yeah. Considering that was my first ever film.
Yeah.
And yeah, basically what I thought was all right. Mm-hmm. But that was a completely different style to where I'm at now. I think that I dabbled a bit for the first years before COVID in a style that was kind of similar to what the market expected. It was the traditional style because I thought that's what you had to do. And I booked so many weddings for 2020. Like I was in over 60 weddings for 2020 because I was so cheap and I was just addicted to the booking cycle. So I was like ready. Yeah. Corporate world is gone by 2020. And then of course we know what happens. So the corporate world,
the corporate world's back on. I'm back in business,
back
baby.
It on. COVID happens. Yeah. 60 out of the 65 cancel.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, right, I'm not quitting this job anytime soon.
Yeah.
But the break was good for me to kind of explore the world. Like, I think my inspiration had come from Glasgow. I just looked at what people in Glasgow are doing and think, okay, these are the people I aspire to be like, or the styles that I like. And then I really got into some international podcasts focused on American and Australian videographers. And I was like, wow, this is so different and so fun. Like, wedding videos don't have to be like I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So I discovered new videographers and I thought, right, going forward, the weddings that I've got booked going forward, I'm going to approach them like this.
Shout out to
Bottle Brush Films, who were the main inspiration.
You can see the bottle brush in Afterglow.
Yeah. Like, in a way that I don't think is a carbon copy, but
No. But you can see the influence.
It was a massive influence. They were a massive influence to me and to many others. You can see what impact they've had in the industry because they maybe were.
Well, they challenge the norm, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were the first. I'm sure they had inspiration from someone, but for me, those films were the most entertaining thing for me. And I knew that there was a different way to go about wedding film. And it took me a while to kind of figure out how to do that. And I've kind of found my own way with it a little bit. But from 2021 onwards, that's the direction I've gone. And it's been, essentially, it's become my whole personality since. Like, I've been saying this to people, I don't have my own personal Instagram or anything. I basically exist.
Threads,
yeah, yeah. I knew you'd pick up on that because you go, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm being personal. And I'm waiting to see what, I'm basically just testing it out. I know Meta are pushing it. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to speak to my people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that anymore.
I think the first thing I put on was, I'm really excited about this. And I think I've done like 2 threads since and really touched. I just, you know what? I can't be bothered with it. Like I've got an Instagram and that's the whack. And I don't even deal with Facebook anymore.
I'm trying to use it to speak to other suppliers in a way of like, yeah, let's just vent here. But even though it's public. But we'll dive into threads because Meta are pushing it. And it's amazing how, because you can see notifications on threads all the time. But yeah, so since 2021, I've gone down this different path, got all the branding stuff. And I think it's just been a really fun journey to get to where I am now because I've really honed in on what I like. And it's a completely different place from when I started. And, you know, I think what slowed me down initially, like having second shot weddings for 10 years was just self-confidence. I didn't believe I was good enough. Until I dove in. And then, you know, even some days I'm still like, am I? But I know I am. I know I'm good enough to do the job I want to do. I think it's
funny that though, to just sort of button, but like, it's funny that because obviously you are like on socials and stuff like that and just general day to day, you're a confident guy, do you know what I mean? But I think it's also a testament to the pretty much everybody gets that kind of, it's like imposter syndrome, isn't it?
Everyone suffers from imposter syndrome.
I'm littered with it.
Yeah, it's something that we all get. I mean, we're hosting a podcast right now and a lot of people wouldn't want to start a podcast, but a lot of people won't because they think, who would want to listen to me? What I like about our conversations is the fact that we all have an interest in our business and we all have an interest in wanting to grow and be better. And no one has all the answers.
No.
No one person has all the answers. And that's why it's great listening to other people who are in the same journey as you.
Yeah.
Talk about their experiences.
Especially those that are in the trenches with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those who want to be aiming for 10, 20, 30 weddings a year as their full-time job. There's a lot that can go wrong in that. There's a lot that there's a lot that can go right with that.
Yeah.
And learning from the experiences of what people have done, I think is so valuable. There's so many things that I wish I knew four years ago that I know now. That would have been so helpful for me.
Oh, totally. But think about it. That's what every single mistake is, though. Like, the mistakes are more important than the wins because you know, so if I think about to, so this is pre even me thinking about videography. So our wedding videographer, there was an issue basically with the microphones. It was either a case of that they didn't record Kirsty's dad and my best man's speech, or something happened to the microphones. But anyway, there was no backup. So to the point where he tried to put subtitles on for, you know, the father of the bride and best man speech, because it's using the, you know, it's not, I think it was using a shotgun mic, and it's not great. Mine's was fine, thankfully, but because of that mistake, even before getting into this, I knew I need to make sure that I have backups of everything. That also then transpired to me also thinking, if the audio might fail, then yeah, could also lose the video files. I need to make sure that I've got multiple backups. And obviously we know there are people that haven't made that mistake yet and are yet to make it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's obviously a really, really big one. But that mistake from there has also then influenced, okay, I need to make sure that there's backups from everything. So it's the mistakes that happen and that you hear happening from other people that are way more important than the wins.
Mm-hmm. And it's conversations like that and other similar conversations that we've had with us and fellow videographers, yeah, that is why personally I want to start a podcast that actively spoke about the stuff like this. Actively spoke about the mistakes that we've made, the successes that we've had, and to collaborate all the ideas that everyone in this industry has, yeah, so that we can build a podcast that is going to give you a bit of relatability.
Built by the people, for the people.
Let's go.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think, you know, when we talked about before about what we wanted, or the, I guess, the vision that we had for this podcast was, you know, something that was really relatable to the UK market as well, because obviously there are a lot of podcasts out there that, and, you know, the US market is quite a bit ahead in terms of, like, from the whole filmmaking kind of wedding filmmaking scene, we'll call it. But it's more of a, in the way that films are now, and we're catching up slowly to the American market, but obviously the prices that obviously some of the Americans charge and stuff like that are, like, way out. So this podcast is definitely going to be more aimed towards the UK market. But however, not to say for our US friends that you won't get stuff from this, because you undoubtedly will.
Sorry, we've got you covered, guys, all across the pond, across the world. Do not feel left out. There's going to be basically a lot of practical tips within this podcast that I think everyone can relate to. Talking about social media, talking about branding, talking about, what else are we talking about?
Literally everything. So, like, sales, marketing, like the top 10 mistakes. We will be inviting, we've got a lineup of guests already that have agreed to come onto the podcast, which we're really, really excited about. And also, we are really wanting to, because going back to, like, the community aspect of this as well, like, that's, the two of us are really, really big on building a community that we can all learn from. So we are also going to be looking to bring on people just locally that, you know, we've watched their films and stuff like that. We really like what they're doing, to bring them on and chat, and, you know, so that other people can, you know, see their work and appreciate their work, because, you know, there are so, so many good filmmakers out there. You know, like, amazing ones as well, that completely just, you know, are maybe don't have a massive presence online either, but are, like, their work is amazing. So it'd be good to, like, showcase some of those people in that as well. So yeah, this is going to be really, really community focused, and yeah, you know, business focused as well. And we're really, really excited to get going. And thank you to everybody that so far has, you know, been following the page and liking the posts and, you know, commenting on the hilarity between Jason and I. But we promise to keep it, you know, there will be some serious points in here when we talk about it, like some of the stuff that we've talked today, but we will make sure that it's dusted off with a little bit of hilarity. Mm-hmm.
And going on to that community aspect of this podcast too, if you're following us on Instagram, you have the ability to message us and send us voice notes. Now, this is the podcast, so it's all about voice. So feel free to send us a voice note if you've got questions, or if you see posts about what we're going to be talking about in the future, we'd encourage you to have your say about certain topics. Let's say you've got something about social media, a question about that, or a tactic that you use to help you understand social media a little bit better. Not just about social media, anything goes. We want to hear your voice and feature you on this podcast too. I think it'll be really good to get a bunch of opinions about something.
Totally.
In each section of the podcast where we've got a collection of thoughts that are assembled about one subject, it'd be really good to have a little round table on things like that. So we really encourage you, if you are wanting to contribute to this podcast, send us a voice note and you will be featured if you're making any sense.
And we can understand your accent.
If you're from the northeast of Scotland and you come and you go, hey, you see this social media game. It's purely dark shite, but what's going to say about that? I was like Sean Connery meets.
I don't know what you're doing with the accents then. Today. I mean, mine was much better. I think it was like very Falkirk.
There's nothing against Falkirk.
I know, it's just it's the default for me from my old flatmate. I don't know, where do we go from here?
Well, look, we've told you what we're going. You do the rest.
Cut.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, the first of many. We know you've had to be a bit patient to wait for this one. We've got a bunch coming up for you and we're super excited.
We hope you are too. Take care.